Schools nationwide are putting more effort into ensuring students' mental wellness. That's in part to benefit learning and growth, but also partially in response to school violence. WPSU's Min Chin talked to schools in central Pennsylvania about how they address mental health needs.
So the story that we're going to read today is called Red, a Crayon Story. And just right off the bat, what are you noticing about this crayon that makes it different than what you might expect?
Tiffany Myers is a school counselor. She's reading a children's book out loud to a class of about 20 fifth graders at Mount Nittany Elementary School in State College. The story is about how a blue crayon labeled as red overcomes others' misconceptions and embraces his own unique traits.
Because we all have lots of things that make us who we are, and we might not be able to recognize those things about somebody else just by looking at them.
Myers says counselors do these lessons about once a month in every classroom. They introduce students to topics like empathy and compassion starting in the first grade. Myers says the idea is to teach the basics of mental well-being just like other school subjects.
Because just like any academic skill, the more it's taught and practiced and reinforced in the home and the classroom, the more likely the students are going to be able to draw from that skill and use it.
Jean Canals agrees. Canals is the director of student services for the State College Area School District. She says school administrators have decided to prioritize mental health.
It has started with building into curriculum, building into awareness, building in some capacity to actually provide service within the school, and then actually evaluating students and finding out where they are and how we can help them.
Increasingly, schools are prioritizing mental health education and services for students. The National Youth Risk Behavior Surveys show the percentage of U.S. high school students who experienced persistent sadness or hopelessness rose by 3% between 2007 and 2017. The number of students who seriously considered attempting suicide rose to 1 in 6. The Center for Disease Control calls both of those increases significant. Bob Gilday, the superintendent of the Hollidaysburg Area School District, says mental health is a priority that's long been overlooked.
When you really get down to what our purpose is in education is to meet the needs of our students, that's not just addressing the academic needs of our students, but it's to address the needs of the whole student. And mental health is part of that.
In 2018, the Pennsylvania General Assembly passed Act 44 to address safety issues in public schools in the aftermath of the Parkland shooting. The act will grant about $60 million to school districts to increase safety. In the case of 10 school districts WPSU spoke to, about half of the districts will use the grant on safety measures like radio communications and cameras. The other half will increase mental health resources like hiring social workers. The school shooting last year in Parkland, Florida, renewed debates over how school violence and mental illnesses correlate. In a March 2018 Gallup poll, about 1 in 5 U.S. teachers said more funding for better, more accessible mental health services would prevent school shootings. 1 in 3 preferred stricter gun laws. The Hollidaysburg Area School District currently has a team of 11 counselors and 6 armed resource officers. Gilday says the district has applied for competitive funding to do universal mental health screenings with students. Holly Hoover is the chair of the guidance department for the school district. She says there are many signs that may suggest a student is struggling.
If their attendance is starting to be sketchy, or they're coming in late, or they're sleeping in class, or their grades are dropping, if they're not taking as good a care of themselves as they used to, or they just don't seem like themselves.
Hoover says common stressors for students include social media, academics, family issues, and depression and anxiety. She says the district has established an advisory team with teachers, students, and parents so that everybody is in tune when someone needs help.
If you had a broken leg, that's a no-brainer. You'd seek help for that, so your well-being should be not looked at any differently.
Jessica Grell takes issue with how often mental health is drawn into discussions of school violence. She's a senior at the State College Area High School and a member of the My Mental Health Matters Club. Showing off the club's green buttons, she explains what the bird logo means.
The whole idea of the phoenix is that it's rising out of the ashes. So a lot of times mental health can make you feel like you are in the ashes and it's really bad. And we want to encourage people and inspire them to rise out of the ashes.
Her club fundraises during the school year, participates in a suicide prevention program, and helps connect students with resources available at the high school to deal with stress. Grell says her club aims to, quote, smash the stigma around mental health issues.
Unfortunately, it does happen a lot. People do jump to the conclusion that somebody who's struggling with mental health is crazy or they can't control themselves at all. And it's really sad because it's just someone that needs help.
Grell is graduating and heading to the Culinary Institute of America this fall. Having dealt with depression and anxiety, Grell says it's never an option not to help.
I have struggled so much in my life, and I've lost some people to suicides. I always wanted to help fix it, both for myself and for the other people that are struggling.
She says it starts with having meaningful conversations about mental health, and many schools are doing that, whether through screening and counseling or with a children's book. I'm Min Xian, WPSU.